I'm here with Alison and Adrian, who are two students helping to organise the 13th annual Oxford Human Rights Festival. Hello to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So tell me each of your involvements with the festival this year.
Hi, I'm Adrian. I'm a first year master's degree student from architecture. Pretty much what I've, I mean, we've been joking around with what my involvement is. I've went from signing my emails from with media director to creative director, but pretty much basically what I've been doing is making sure that all the things look nice, arranged the posters for the events, got the website ready, obviously a little bit of help on that, and pretty much keeping in trying to get as many people involved, also just talking to the filmmakers,
because it's not just a sort of a student thing, is it? It's wider spread. What other people do you have involved with it?
We have Angela. She's part of the architecture faculty. I mean, she's coordinating everything, so we're just the little ants. She's the one running the show, but you know, we're trying to do the best we can. And it has been a little bit tougher at the beginning, kind of trying to realize what each of us has to do and must do. But in general, it's been us and her doing the work. This year, from what I understood, we're not that many. I mean, apparently in past years, there were more people helping out at this point. But what are we? We're about five students, and Angela doing the work for this year's festival.
I've been lucky enough to work with the artist George McBean in curating his retrospective exhibition, which is fantastic. It's up for the rest of this week, up until the end of the month. And he has been collaborating with us, so we've been working with him in kind of arranging and setting up the exhibition. And alongside that, the whole team's been coordinating speakers for the festival, as well as obviously eliciting the rights for the films. We've also had some involvement from people in the community, some poetry events, and we've had some interest from other lecturers across disciplines in Brooks coming to give us their opinion on things such as politics, women's rights and all that kind of thing. So it's great to have interest from just outside of our SENDEP or architecture field. So that's great.
And you have the new internationalists on board this year as well, don't you?
Yeah, we have the new internationalists. So they've been publicising some of their things. And likewise, if you go onto our website, you'll see some links to topics that are relevant. So our festival is broken up into different topics, and they've covered those as well. So there's some great cross connections between them.
Yeah, what are the topics for this year?
So the festival has pretty much been structured in four different days, with George McBean having a special day, on the 18th, he's gonna have an afternoon graphic workshop. He's gonna have a private showing of his exhibition. So that's gonna be quite exciting for people interested, not just in art, but you know, kind of in his art and humanitarian art and pretty much in everything that the man did. Then we're going to have the refugees on the 19th, the women's rights on the 20th, and on the 21st we're going to have politics and revolution kind of a topic. But yeah, we tried making something different, making something that, you know, even if you're not interested in the entire festival, maybe you're interested just in one topic. So we tried offering more diversity, kind of trying to bring people in and showing them from the very beginning what they should expect from each different day. Yeah, in principle, it's trying to get more people in and more people interested.
And the events are taking place mainly at Brooks, or are they kind of spread across the city a bit?
Yeah, we have all the events are being hosted at Oxford Brooks. In the new John Henry Brooks building. What's quite nice is most of the filmings will either be in the glass tank, which is where the exhibition is held, or in the Chakrabarti room, which is named after Shami Chakrabarti, who was a chancellor at Brooks and was very involved in advocating for human rights. So it's quite a nice link to that as well, for the venue.
And have either of you been involved in previous years with the festival?
No, I mean, this is my first year at Brooks, so I didn't have a chance in previous years to do anything.
I haven't been involved in organising the festival, but I've attended for most years, having done my undergrad at Brooks, and thoroughly enjoyed both the topics and the people, the speakers, the diversity of different approaches.
And is that what made you want to get involved in organising for this year?
Yes, yes. To be honest, I didn't know it was students that organised it. Okay. So I was quite surprised to see that. But when the opportunity came up, I thought, wow, that would be great.
Was it a similar reason for you? Or?
For me, I mean, I'm into festivals and into films and into organising stuff. So I said, well, this combines everything into one event. But for me, I mean, choosing my specialization in development and emergency practice, getting involved with kind of human rights and everything was more of a, I just wanted to try something else in terms of connecting architecture with other fields. So this really gave me a little bit more of an insight on the human rights side of the field of the spectrum. And I can't say that I didn't like every part of it. I mean, I enjoyed my first semester, and I enjoyed working for the film festival. It was just trying something different, and it worked.
Great. Is there a particular event that either of you are both looking forward to?
I really got involved with the refugees, and I don't know. I think we each of us chooses one day and goes with it. And I really enjoyed talking to the people that we're gonna have to on the refugee day, the filmmakers, and it kind of touched a soft spot, the refugee situation. So I'm really looking forward to meeting in person all the people and hearing what they have to say and what their experience on the field and with people is.
Mm-hmm. I'd say likewise. I'm also looking forward to particularly a screening in the evening on the Refugee Day. And I think the evening with George McBean is going to be absolutely fantastic. Likewise, the workshop is going to be really insightful and just a great experience for anyone on the edge of that kind of development or art industry. So, yeah,
great.
But we need to make sure we book a spot, because apparently they're running out quite quick of spots for the workshop.
Okay.
The George McBean Day is supposed to be quite interesting for everyone, and we're really expecting a crowd, let's say, a small crowd.
So how would you go about booking a spot if someone's listening to this and thinking, yeah, I want to go along?
I think the links on our website on www.oxfordhumanrightsfestival.org, and we have a special link to the George McBean Day. You click on it and there will be another clicking to do in order to book a spot for the events. Other than that, the other days for the movies is just drop in. No tickets, no payment, no nothing. It's open for everyone, from students and people from the city or from other cities. So we try making the festival as accessible to everyone as possible, because this is not a topic that only some have to be concerned with. It's something that everyone needs to be aware of, at least, and that everyone needs to kind of be concerned about it to some extent.
And how did you go about picking the topics for this year? Was that a kind of process where you all got together and thought, right, what are we going to focus on? Or
That's an interesting question.
Actually, at the beginning, we didn't have the idea of having topics for days. But then as we started getting more and more movies submitted to us, they kind of started forming clusters. And we said at some point, we kind of start seeing a pattern here, and why not do it in with different themes for different days? So it was, let's say, it was more of a coincidence, but then we kind of realized that there is an opportunity, so we said might as well use it for our advantage.
And I think that brings up a good point that we do take contributions from the public. So a lot of our sources or our films have come from people suggesting them. So if you do have suggestions or topics that you'd like to be covered, we do have ways through our website where you can feedback to us and give us those ideas. The festival is an annual event, so that will be happening this time next year as well.
And next year, I mean, you guys will both be finished with your degrees next year?
We're not finished. Yeah, we're kind of the unlucky ones who have 2 years of masters.
Okay. So you'll be around next year?
Oh, we'll be around next year.
The organizing committee for the film, though, is run through SENDIP, which is a one-year master's. Okay. So most of the students will be finishing. We'll be around still.
Yeah.
But hopefully there'll be a new fresh group with fresh inspirations around next year's.
In terms of encouraging this to move forward for the future, it's kind of just about people coming along and wanting to get inspired. And
Definitely. I mean, we, you know, just like with us, we found this interesting and we said, yeah, we're just going to have a go at it. And I think that next year people will come and they'll see and they might go, oh, you know, this wasn't done right. Let me have a go at it and I'll do it better. Or let me have a go at it, I'll do it differently. It's just, I think with each new year, you have different interests with new students, and everyone would like to have a contribution to the best they can, the best they know. And it's just interesting to see the diversity of ideas each year. We're going to be around if anyone would like to, you know, contact us or ask us for help and stuff like that. But pretty much we're gonna leave it for the future generations to handle. Definitely.
And I think Oxford is a great city because it tends to attract people that are either aware or have some sort of concern for these kind of issues. And it has a great legacy of having initiatives come out of the city, out of the different universities or kind of different institutions. So it's, yeah, the film festival itself has a great legacy, and the city itself has a really good legacy. So I've no doubt that into the future it's just going to get better and the attendance will get wider. So
great.
So this Wednesday until Saturday evening, Wednesday we're starting with George McBean's exhibition. His workshop will be in the afternoon and the exhibition opening in the evening. Both of those you need to pre-book for. The rest of the events on Thursday, Friday and Saturday are all free and you're welcome to attend without having to book. And the topics that we're covering are going to be refugees on the Thursday, women's rights on the Friday and politics and revolution on the Saturday. And that's all pretty much at Oxford Brookes in various venues. So do check out the website for the specifics of those. Otherwise, we'd love to see you there. Also, feel free to follow us on Twitter, which is at OxHRF, or on Facebook. There's more live updates about how things are going and different viewings, so keep up to date on those channels.
Great. Well, thanks very much to Alison and Adrian from the Oxford Human Rights Festival.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.